This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Some exciting health news concerning COVID-19 is on the horizon. How about getting your vaccine using nasal spray? Sounds ingenious, and it is, but what will it take to make it a reality? Here to answer those questions is Mark Saltzman, who is, among other things, at Yale University, a professor of chemical and biomedical engineering, and one of the developers of this delivery method. He'll be speaking at the Linda Hall Library on Thursday. Mark, it's nice to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here.
As a biomedical engineer, Mark, what do you do?
So I work at a university, so I teach biomedical engineering to other people, but I also run a research laboratory where we're trying to invent new ways to improve human health. My specialty, you know, I was trained as a chemical engineer, so we make novel chemicals, in particular polymers, that can be fashioned into devices for improving delivery of drugs.
What's a polymer?
A polymer is a plastic is another word for a certain class of polymers, but they're long molecules that are built from smaller units. And because they're big molecules, if you put them together, they often form solid materials. You know, you might have a chair that's made out of plastic, for example. And it's a very versatile class of materials, particularly for use in medicine, because we've learned how to make polymers that can slowly dissolve in water. And so if you put them in the body, they will have some function, like delivering a drug, and then they will completely disappear.
Hmm. Who came up with this idea of a nasal spray as a possible delivery method for vaccines?
It was my colleague at Yale, Akiko Iwasaki, is an expert on what happens at surfaces of the body when viruses enter. So a surface like the surface of your lung, the surface of your reproductive tract, the surface of your eye, those are all vulnerable sites because they're exposed to the environment. And we have a special immune system that is designed to keep foreign invaders like viruses out of the body at those mucosal surfaces. So Akiko is an expert in this field of mucosal immunity. And she's for years has studied what are the most effective ways to stimulate that special kind of immunity in the lung and other vulnerable surfaces. Hmm. And she's found that if you get a normal vaccine, a shot like most of us have had for COVID, and then you follow that with a second vaccine that goes, a booster that goes right to the lung itself, you get the best control of infections.
So this idea of a nasal spray would be paired with the conventional shots we've all been getting.
Yes, that's the idea for COVID. One could imagine, though, that you could just use nasal vaccine too. But our goal now is to develop a booster that would be used in people that have already been vaccinated.
What would be the advantage to all of us if a nasal spray vaccine was available, Mark?
I think the principal advantage is the one that I mentioned, that you can stimulate a more effective defense against viruses at the site where they enter. So, our current vaccines are very good at stopping the worst consequences of COVID infection. They're not very good at neutralizing the virus in the lung at the site where it enters. So the principal advantage of this would be that you could stop the virus before it actually gets into your body. Other advantages, I've had five shots for COVID now. I don't particularly like getting shots in the arm. I think it would be a lot more convenient to be able to inhale it. And if it was also more effective, I think that would be a plus too. And I think you could imagine that the level of healthcare professional you need to deliver an intranasal vaccine is less than someone who's giving a shot. So I think there's several advantages.
Is this pie in the sky, or is this something that you could see happening in the next year?
I could see it happening in the next year. In fact, there's already some companies in China and India who have been testing nasal viral vaccines, so viruses that are inhaled, and those seem to be quite effective. Ours is different in that it's built not from a virus, which have some advantages and some disadvantages as a vaccination method, but we're using the same kind of modern messenger RNA technology that Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech it took advantage of for their vaccines.
I mean, could a lay person administer a nasal spray vaccine him or herself, or would you still have to go to the drugstore or to the doctor's office to get this done?
Yeah, theoretically, a person could do it. I don't know if you have allergies, Steve, but I administer a nasal spray for allergy medicine myself
I do too.
every day.
Yeah.
And so you could imagine a vaccine that works that way. I'm not sure that we'd want to do that. We probably want, a healthcare provider to be dispensing the vaccines in any case, but you could imagine taking it home and doing it yourself.
Oh, why has it taken longer to develop a nasal delivery system as compared to the more conventional booster shots we've all been getting?
Yeah, I think it's, part of it is probably inertia. I think, the companies that make most vaccines, that's a tried and true method, and they know how to do it. And so the flu vaccine, for example, there's not a tremendous incentive for companies to do things differently than they've done before. I think if we could show that, that you could make a COVID booster that was effective nasally and very safe, that might change opinions.
Again, just to underscore your point here, that a nasal spray vaccine could even stop the virus before it reaches my lungs, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And once I inhale the vaccine, does it make its way into my bloodstream?
It does. We've actually shown that, and we've done our work so far in animals, not yet clinical testing, but the booster delivered intranasally not only generates a very robust immune response in the lung, but also in the rest of the body as well.
If this turns out to be effective against COVID, Mark, are there other vaccines that could be delivered the same way?
I think flu vaccine is an example of one where we get, boosted with a different strain every year, and you could imagine converting that into an intranasal vaccine as well. There's other respiratory viruses like respiratory syncytial virus, where there is no good vaccine that's available yet, but you can imagine those even more difficult to develop vaccine targets being very attractive.
This is pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Or do you find
Yeah,
it that way too?
we're excited, and this is a project that we started when the pandemic started. We've been working on using the same approach to develop an inhalable system for gene therapy and cystic fibrosis, and so we took a big pivot at the beginning of the pandemic, and in collaboration with Kiko Iwasaki, we've made a lot of progress fast, and the people in the laboratory are very excited about being able to potentially contribute in this way.
Mark Saltzman will be delivering the annual Paul D. Bartlett Senior Lecture at 7 o'clock Thursday evening, this coming Thursday, at the Linda Hall Library. That's at 5109 Cherry Street in Kansas City. It's free, but pre-registration is required. Go to lindahall.org and kick around for the events tab, and you'll get more information about Mark Saltzman's lecture. Doctor, Professor, thanks so much for your time today. Much appreciated, and good luck with your work.
Thank you. Great to be with you. You ask really good questions.
I appreciate that, Mark. Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.